Petrol prices have been reported to be at 7-year lows, and in good news for motorists, prices are likely to remain that way. ComSec economist Savant Sebastian says global oil supplies and the cost of oil remain the main determining factors.
The world is well supplied with oil, and if there is a reason for oil prices to rise, it really will come off the back of a tightening in supply. I think at the moment there's discussions around OPEC tightening supply, but I think it's still a long way off.
On diesel fuel, Mr. Sebastian says prices haven't reduced as much as petrol, but that relatively low diesel prices should hang around.
The flow-through effect for diesel certainly hasn't taken place to the same extent it has for unleaded petrol, and I think that's the issue around the refining costs of fuel. If you look at the national average diesel price at the moment, it's down just shy of 1 cent a litre in the last week. It's holding around $1.12 a litre. I think essentially this is where it'll stay over the near term.
Mr. Sebastian says petrol prices should remain low for the foreseeable future, but warns motorists to remain aware of 14-day discounting cycles, particularly for those in semi-regional and city areas.
The national average price is holding at $1.065. More important, you're seeing that the terminal gate price, or the wholesale cost of fuel, remains relatively subdued. But the key for petrol, I think, is to watch those signboards across the nation. You do have discounting cycles in the majority of the states and territories, and that means that you could save yourself up to 30 cents a litre between the peak and the trough in the cycle.
But for regional and rural areas, motorists say discounting cycles are not as frequent and prices remain between 10 and 30 cents higher. Drivers from Burnie, Tasmania, are reporting an unleaded price of $1.19 with diesel at $1.13. The ACCC is monitoring petrol prices in northern Tasmania because of reports of prices being slow to adjust. Residents of Broken Hill in New South Wales are paying $1.24 for unleaded and $1.17 for diesel. Air, 90 kilometres south of Townsville, is offering the cheapest fuel in regional Queensland. And Renee Smith from motor lobby group RACQ does not currently have an explanation.
We don't know exactly what is happening in Air. The average in Townsville is currently $1.18, whereas in Air it's down at $1.01, which really does show the difference in price there. And Townsville motorists are paying 10 cents above what we believe is fair. So we think a fair price in Townsville would be more like $1.08. That's taking into account the price of oil, the terminal gate price, and any other costs and margins.
In the centre of Australia, Alice Springs, where transport has long been blamed by fuel companies for high prices, competition has entered the market. Outside of town, a national fuel company is offering diesel at $1.15 and unleaded at $1.19. The prices are 10 cents cheaper than town providers, and even though a price war hasn't erupted, Alice Springs motorists like Robbie from the rural area are happy about the option.
Well, I think it's great because normally I've got to go into town to get fuel to start with, and secondly, I normally take on about 140 litres each time I fill up, so instead of paying, say, at $250, I'll fill my car up for 170, so it's a big difference.
When the prices in town are explained by transport costs, and you arrive here, what do you think about that explanation?
Bit of hogwash as far as I'm concerned. If one person can do it, they should be all be able to do it.
So you hope this business set their prices at a sustainable level that they can keep it going?
I hope they have, and I hope the other ones have to bring their prices down to suit, make it more competitive.